This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us here. I'll give you the toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
As always, lots in the news to discuss, but you know what? It's pretty rare that I get a really nasty email. I wouldn't call this a nasty email. It's not particularly insulting, necessarily, but it is... not happy.
Freeman, you're a poopy head.
It is not a happy email. I don't know if there's much name calling that goes on in here, but the listener is incensed, and it is rare that I get any kind of thing that, you know, even comes close to a hate email. And, you know, that's a good thing. I'd really prefer to not have to read a bunch of emails. I already get enough emails just for business sake,
right?
Let alone to have to deal with haters or whatever. I wouldn't call this person a hater. This person is a listener of Free Talk Live. The person is...
Well, some people listen to talk radio shows because they just really don't like the host, and they're like, I can't wait to see what that a-hole says next.
Well, that is true. There are people who listen to talk radio because they love to hate the person that they're listening to. I get the impression this person is a libertarian, as he will claim here. He's a liberty person, just not happy with what he's been hearing on Free Talk Live. Now, he emailed this to me and Mark. So this is the first you have heard of this, I believe, Daryl, unless Mark forwarded it to you.
Nope.
And I suspect he didn't. Headline, the constant Gary Johnson bashing is getting really old. Ian,
I didn't realize it was constant.
You really need to turn this around. Johnson is a libertarian. I don't know about Weld. I haven't heard the guy say anything, so I must withhold my judgment. But I have heard Johnson many times now. I don't agree with all. And by the way, if you haven't heard what Weld has to say, then listen to our show, I believe, from Wednesday night, where we talked about some ridiculous nonsense about
just
him.
Some of the ridiculous nonsense from Bill Weld. And he's also said other things recently about the TPP, of how...
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah. And I forget exactly what he said about that, but it was definitely, you know, not something that would be libertarian.
So what we reported on Weld earlier this week was where he'd advocated for 1,000 U.S. FBI agent task force that would investigate supposed ISIS attacks in the United States, which, of course, there really haven't been any real ISIS attacks in the United States. But no, regardless, he's pandering to the whole Islamophobia fears, fear-mongering, which is not something that a libertarian presidential or vice presidential candidate should do. And further, we also talked about Gary Johnson on that night because he has also pandered to the same Islamophobic sentiment on multiple occasions.
Yes.
And you've witnessed him do this, Daryl. Numerous times. Let's go on here. Obviously, Jeff, who's, and that's all, I won't give his full name, Jeff, who's emailing the show, believes Gary Johnson is a libertarian. I respectfully disagree because my definition of libertarian, and I understand the definitions of libertarian will differ even within the studio. Daryl, I think you and I are pretty much on the same page.
Yes.
But Mark, if he were here, and he's not, but he's usually on Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesdays.
Yes.
But if Mark were here, he would likely claim, well, libertarian's a big tent term, and, you know, anybody who's libertarian on some things is a libertarian.
So basically, everybody in the entire world is a libertarian because everybody's right on something.
That's certainly a big tent way of viewing that.
Bernie Sanders, libertarian because he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Well, see, somebody would, in this case, would say, well, no, Bernie Sanders isn't a libertarian because he doesn't claim to be. But anyone who claims to be a libertarian, who can identify a libertarian viewpoint on some issues by their viewpoint, is a
Bill
libertarian.
Bill Maher, who claims to be a libertarian but could not spot a libertarian issue if it bit him not aggressively on the butt, is a libertarian because he claims it?
See, I can't defend this position very far because I think it's ridiculous. I believe that the only people who are libertarians are people who adhere to the non-aggression principle verbally and with their actions. People who do not think it's okay and do not support the use of force or the threat of force to achieve political or social goals. That's what a libertarian has always been for me, and I don't care that people like Gary Johnson or Glenn Beck have bandied about the term as though they're part of the club when they don't even understand the ideas of non-aggression, or if they understand them, they've rejected them because they haven't embraced them.
Right. They're definitely minarchist of some flavor.
So let me go on here. He says, I don't agree with all of Gary Johnson's positions, but when I listen to him talk about issues, almost everything he says is really good. And what I disagree with is not really that important in the grand scheme. Johnson would be moving the country in a very positive direction. All you can seem to talk about are your petty little disagreements. Turn this around. Now, before I go on, because there's more, but what do you think about this, Daryl? Is everything he says, almost everything he says, really good, and we're just, you know, nibbling on the outside edges of some of the more obscure things that he said occasionally?
I don't know. I
you've been on. You've shared a stage with this
I
guy.
Have. I think that Gary is right on acknowledging the problems, and in a lot of cases, he does say that, you know, he wants less government, so that's good. But then there's always a but that follows, and that, you know, like whenever you say I support freedom, but
there's a problem there.
Then there's a problem. That there was a talk show host that I used to listen to when I lived in Pennsylvania well over a decade ago. Mm-hmm. He had a rule that anything somebody said before the word but, you just ignore.
Didn't matter.
Everything before the word but. Right. Gets ignored.
All right.
Ian, you're a great, wonderful guy, but... Well, then something horrible is about to be said, so just ignore the first part of the sentence.
Well, he says all we can seem to talk about are our petty little disagreements with Johnson's viewpoints on things.
So things such as, I want to find new ways to steal money from people and institute a massive welfare program that puts every man, woman, and child in the country on welfare.
I should say the so-called
fair
tax.
But it's not welfare because...
We don't call it that. It's a rebate.
We're not calling it welfare, so... Yeah. Well, it's not even a rebate. It's a prebate.
Prebate, that's what it was.
But still, it's not accurate because... Prebate would be, here's the money that you will spend on this item. So remember several years ago, there was the digital TV converter. You can get the digital TV converter box prebate to where they would send you like this check or voucher or whatever for what the retail value of that item was. This prebate that's connected to the so-called fair tax is an estimate of how much tax they think you will pay in the coming month. So it's just a guess. Yeah. We think you'll pay $2,000 in tax in the coming month,
if
so here's
super
the check.
If you're frugal, you pocket that money. Right.
A
welfare check.
Or if you don't understand that, you know, that's supposed to cover your taxes, you, woohoo, I got a free check.
Absolutely.
And then you go blow the money, and a week later, you're like, why am I broke?
So, yeah, that's another problem with Gary Johnson. But let me go on. Jeff continues. He says, I agree with Mark. You come across as so angry that Daryl didn't win that you have completely lost any objectivity. Why only hit pieces? Where are the positive stories? Where is the story about Johnson calling out gun-free zones and defending weapons, including assault weapons? Where is the story about Johnson defending the legalization of drugs and saying bravo when it's mentioned that nonviolent drug offenders were pardoned? By the way, it's my understanding Johnson isn't for the legalization of drugs. I mean, I thought that he was for decrim or legalization of marijuana, but the rest of them...
That there was something that he said not too long ago, and I don't have the quote in front of me, but it was something along the lines of, the world would be better if there were no drug laws, but that's not what I'm advocating.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with these politicians. You got to be careful with what comes out of their mouth. I mean, first of all, you can't believe a word that they say because they're politicians in general. But even the words that come out of their mouth are in a lot of ways sculpted to obscure the truth. And that sounds like a perfect example of a statement that makes him seem libertarian. But ultimately, it's got that but sort of sound to it where he sort of reneges on what he had just said and then says he has policies in mind. to deal with drugs. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But there's some big questions here. Why only hit pieces? Where are the positive stories? And am I so angry that Daryl didn't win that I've lost complete objectivity or any objectivity? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think there's some anger here, but it's not coming from me. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should Daryl and I just fall in line and shut our mouths about Gary Johnson? Have we been doing too much bashing of the one great libertarian-ish hope? Well, that is what Jeff is emailing to say here, essentially. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts on the matter. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Visit freedomswithanSphoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here with an email. Go ahead, Derek.
Before you get into the email, I had pulled up something from Reason titled, William Weld is not a softcore libertarian. He just is not a libertarian at all.
Now, wait a minute. You could be accused of trying to distract from the point of this email. Jeff said that he wasn't talking about Weld. He doesn't know about Weld. He hasn't said anything.
Right.
Or he hasn't
said anything.
Well,
no, William Weld has said a bunch of stuff.
I should say Jeff hasn't heard what Weld has said. But isn't it noteworthy that Gary Johnson called Weld the original libertarian?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously Johnson believes, or at the very least wants you to believe, that Weld is a libertarian. He's thrown his full support behind him.
So I'm not going to read the entire article. I'm just going to read the last part of the final paragraph.
All right.
Of this piece, and then we can get back into the email.
A piece written before he was
written May 19th by Jesse Walker.
So before he received the nomination from the Libertarians. Okay, got it.
Johnson is no one's idea of a hardcore libertarian, but his instincts do steer him in a libertarian direction most of the time. Weld is more of a moderate, socially liberal, fiscally conservative type with fiscally conservative defined in Massachusetts standards and with socially liberal defined in terms Michael Bloomberg could embrace. That may well be better than the average Republican office holder of 1991. But when it comes to the 2016 race, well, if I wanted to elect a rock war hawk for gun control, I would vote for Hillary Clinton.
Wow. All right. And then the story breaks down some of his positions in more detail.
Yes.
All right. If you don't mind, share that.
Yes, it will be on the Facebook page.
And Twitter. So let me go on here with Jeff's email. He's mad at that we bash on Gary Johnson. At least you and I do, Daryl. Some of the other hosts on the show love him. Rich Paul, Mark Edge, two of our other co-hosts seem to be big fans of Gary. How about your Thursday night boys, Chris and Conan? What's their position on?
I don't know. I don't think we've even really talked about it.
Okay, interesting.
Now, let me say this.
I guess we're not talking about it all the time then.
Right, yeah. And it's not something that's talked about, you know, all 3 hours of the night when you're on the show. But let me say this. I could begrudgingly vote for Gary Johnson if he had an actual libertarian as his running mate.
All right.
But seeing as how he does not have a libertarian as his running mate, and there is no philosophical libertarian that I can vote for, I'm most likely going to write in none of the above.
So does that mean that the independent slate of candidates here in New Hampshire is not going to fly? I remember there was a petition drive that purportedly received like 5,000 petition signatures or something like that that allegedly had your name on it along with several other
independent candidates. Right, I did not, during the first 2 weeks of June, pay the Secretary of State $250.
Whoa.
In hopes that those petitions get turned in and are valid.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you are definitely off of that.
I will not be on any ballots.
Okay, got it. So, yeah, that does mean there won't be a libertarian on the ballot. For
not a philosophical libertarian.
Correct. So let's go on here, because we talk about the bigger issue of, well, should you vote for Gary Johnson or not? Anyway, that's another question. He's just mad about why we're covering negative aspects of Johnson as opposed to all these supposedly good stories. He says, You come across as so angry that Daryl didn't win, you've completely lost any objectivity. Now, Daryl, you sit with me here on a daily basis, pretty much. And
yes.
You could probably get a better read for how angry I am at any given moment than someone who's listening to the show. I don't believe I've come across as angry about Johnson winning, but I could see how someone who is angry at me for not covering Johnson might be sort of projecting their own anger onto me. I believe I predicted in advance that Daryl was not going to win the Libertarian Party nomination. I still supported you. I thought there was a chance. I wouldn't have said that it was probable, but there was a chance that
so
you could win.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, I thought there was a chance.
Yes.
And I think there was a chance for Mary Ruart to have won in 2008 and Lee Wrights to have won in 2012. Sadly, the Republican infiltrators of the Libertarian Party have done a great job of taking it over, and there really, you know, wasn't much of a chance, but it, you know, you could have done worse, and you ended up, what, third place?
Fourth
place in the voting. So
now I would say that, you know, you've been sort of disgruntled with the Libertarian Party for many years.
I quit publicly in 2008.
And I would say that, you know, you've probably expressed your bitterness with the LP a little bit more since the national convention a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, sure.
But you're hardly angry.
No. This is what I expected to happen. It's a sad thing, what has happened to the Libertarian Party. It's like seeing someone that you love, you know, fall in love with an abuser or something like that. Seeing something bad happen to someone that you love. And I did have some real appreciation for the Libertarian Party. That's what brought me into this movement. So it's sad when I see that it's being taken over by unprincipled people who are pushing an unprincipled candidate and therefore an unprincipled message. And you can't expect someone who appreciates the principles of liberty to get excited by this guy. I'm sorry. I'm not excited by Gary Johnson's second campaign. He wasn't really that exciting the first time around, and it's worse now because of this William Weld character.
Yeah.
And plus, we know more about Gary Johnson now than we did in the past, and he's started to express these Islamophobic statements as well, which I find very disturbing.
And I don't think Gary Johnson is that excited about the Gary Johnson campaign. He does not seem like somebody that, you know, really gets excited about anything. He seems to me like he's going through the motions of, well, yeah, I told people I'd run again, so I'm going to do it because, you know, so like on the one hand, yes, I respect the guy for doing what he says he's going to do. And he did say 4 years ago that he would run again if he got the nomination in 2012. But at the same time, he has said that he's running because he thinks he has a legitimate shot to get into the debates because of the lawsuit. And I really don't think that the court is even going to hear the lawsuit before the first debate happens. If they do hear it, they're probably not going to wind up issuing a ruling before the first debate happens. And if they do, well, the CPD could just change the rules and modify it and be like, oh, well, no, here's the rule now.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Have we gone too far? Should we get back on the Gary Johnson train or get on it for the first place? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves toll free. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype as well, or you can call us there at username lrn.fm. And you'll sound better if you call us on Skype. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Let's continue. We'll get back to the email here, which says that I am really angry about you not winning the Libertarians nomination for presidency, Daryl W. Perry, and that's why I have been attacking Gary Johnson constantly, according to the emailer here. But we'll get back into that here in moments. First, Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I have them. Did you say you don't like the red light cameras and the Hunter guy? Oh, I have a suggestion.
The Hunter guy?
Well, his name was Hunter, or I don't know what his nickname was, but
ooh,
he says that red light cameras causes rear-end accident.
Yeah, they do. There's been studies that have
there have been numerous studies that have shown that.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you want more accidents, then support red light cameras. You want more people to get in accidents, Sarah?
Oh, you know, the reason I called is the violators here at Albuquerque.
Hmm?
The alligators in Albuquerque?
Violators.
Oh.
The violators. They tore up the red light camera tickets. How about that?
Yeah! All right! Yeah. Now that's what I like to see.
You know what? You should try that in New Hampshire. You guys should tear up the tickets over there. Or
we don't have red light cameras in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
thank God.
I understand the frustration of someone who tears up a ticket. And thank you for the call, Sarah. I understand, you know, why you would want to tear up a ticket, but ultimately, it usually just means things get worse for you. For instance, I mean, I'm not talking about red light tickets. I don't know what happens if you tear one of those up, because I know a lot of them are issued by private companies, and so that kind of complicates the whole right to a trial matter. But if you get a ticket from the state and you tear that up, they don't just forget about it most of the time. Usually they then send you some other kind of threat, or they'll just put a warrant out for your arrest for not showing up at court.
Or, depending on when you tear it up, they might cite you for littering, as I've seen. There was the dashboard video. And I'll see if I can find it, put it on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live, where this guy gets pulled over for something, and the cop gives him a ticket, and he starts yelling at the cop, and he rips the ticket up and throws it on the ground, and the cop says, and now I'm going to write you a citation for littering. And, yeah, it was kind of funny, because the cop was just very calm and level-headed.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, now I'm going to write you a citation for this, and now I'm going to write you a citation for that. And the guy's just, like, getting more furious.
Where was this that you saw this again? YouTube?
YouTube. I've seen it, like, numerous times on, like, you know, World's Dumbest Criminals.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, I'm sure it's on YouTube. I'll try to find it.
So, back to the email here from Jeff, who is upset. He says that we are constantly bashing Gary Johnson here on Free Talk Live. And I don't think that's necessarily true, but certainly the email tonight gave us the excuse to talk about Gary Johnson, because I don't normally get emails at all, or at least I don't, thank goodness. But this guy was so incensed, he took the time to write a multiple paragraph long email about this. He says, why only hit pieces? Where are the positive stories? Where's the story about Johnson calling out gun-free zones and defending weapons, including assault weapons? Where's the story about him defending the legalization of drugs and saying bravo when it's mentioned that nonviolent drug offenders were pardoned? Well, where is that story? Because I would like to see exactly what he said, because what Daryl told me that he has said about drugs in the past is less than exciting as far as his position is concerned. Where, he asks, is the story about Johnson wanting to give work visas freely? Well, and that was all in a single interview. As a libertarian, it would have been really nice to hear on a show that's supposedly existing to share a message of liberty.
I would love to hear Gary Johnson say that he wants to give work visas freely. What I hear Gary Johnson say, and what I've heard him say numerous times in debates, is he thinks there needs to be more work visas, but people should still have to jump through hoops and hurdles to wind up getting them.
That sounds a lot different than giving them out freely.
Right. We need to have everybody go through background checks to make sure that criminals aren't coming into the country. Well, define criminal, because there are so many things that are illegal.
Right.
That how do you define criminal? I committed a felony on live television a couple of weeks ago.
Destroying currency,
Does
right?
Does Gary Johnson think I should be deported somewhere because I've committed a criminal act?
Good question. So he claims this was all in a single interview, so it should be pretty easy to link to so we can see it all. But I got to admit, I'm not following Gary Johnson's press coverage. I understand that he's gotten some coverage. I get that. I understand that's why some people are excited about his campaign, is because the Koch brothers or whatever threw a bunch of money down saying they would support the Libertarian Party if Gary Johnson got the nomination and William Weld got the nomination. They got their way, and so presumably somebody got some money out of this deal. And it seems to have worked for Johnson getting coverage in places he hasn't gotten before. I saw some news about him going to be on CNN Town Hall. I guess some kind of discussion that they're going to have with Gary Johnson.
CNN's going to wind up doing a town hall thing with Gary Johnson and William Weld.
So, you know, great. Good for them. I understand why someone who just wants the word libertarian to get out there would find this exciting. I get it. I understand why Rich Paul, who's a big supporter of Gary Johnson, by the way, Mark
Vocal. I would say a vocal supporter.
Right, he doesn't put any money behind his campaign, right. But he doesn't really have any money to do that with. But he's certainly a big vocal supporter. I mean, he will defend him to the death, even though he's not a perfect liberty advocate. And from Rich's perspective, Rich just sees this, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I've sat here enough times and argued with him about it. I think I can understand his position. He sees Gary Johnson as the doorway into a larger message of liberty, and I get that. That could be the case for some people. But I also see Gary Johnson as someone who muddles the waters with unlibertarian statements and positions and could turn off people to the ideas of liberty as well. Could make people believe that the libertarians aren't really that different from Republicans or Democrats,
right,
in some ways.
And he's brought in some people into the party that have said that the radicals need to be expelled from the party.
Yes, there was a call. Actually, the Libertarian Party of Michigan voted to the party executives or whatever, voted to ban James Weeks, who is the guy who gave a little song and dance up on the stage of the Libertarian Party National Convention. He was taking his clothes off at the time, but it was fun. The guy who brought a little bit of fun to the stage at the Libertarian Party National Convention was kicked out of the Michigan LP for 2 years.
The funny thing is, he's not actually a dues-paying member to the Libertarian Party of Michigan.
So even though he lives in Michigan, I didn't realize that detail of the story. Very interesting. So it's like a preemptive ban. You can't join us for 2 years.
No, they retroactively suspended his non-existent membership to May 29th of this year.
Right, but it's a preemptive ban in that he has never been. Has he been in the party ever? Or
I think in the past, but no, it's not
an active member.
You can't join in the future. It says your membership is revoked from this day until this day 2 years in the future.
Well, presumably, if he tried joining next week, they would tell him no.
Right.
Right. So preemptive ban. They didn't see it that way. They didn't know he wasn't a member. Likely.
Right. They didn't call it a preemptive ban of you're not allowed to join us for 2 years. Yeah. It was you are suspended
I
for 2 years.
I understand that. They didn't understand
they
that he wasn't a member.
They suspended something that doesn't exist.
Right. They didn't understand he wasn't a member. I follow you there. But effectively, it is a preemptive ban in that if he tried to join, they would refuse his joining at this point. So he goes on here. Again, this is Jeff who emails the show. He says, it would have been really nice to hear on a show that's supposedly existing to share a message of liberty. Instead, all I hear is bashing of a pro-liberty candidate. Turn this around, he says. And so, yeah, Free Talk Live does exist to spread a message of liberty. That is one of the main points behind this program. We talk about freedom on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week, live on the radio. We're on over 170 radio stations. No wonder this guy's angry. And I mean Jeff, the emailer here. No wonder he seems upset. He's taken the time to write this email to us to express his feelings, and I appreciate that. But no wonder he's angry. We're the largest libertarian radio show out there. I mean, I wish that wasn't true. I wish there were more people competing at the level that we were with a principled message. But we're the largest libertarian show with a principled message. If you don't count Glenn Beck, who claims to be a libertarian sometimes when he feels like
it. And Bill Maher claims to be a libertarian sometimes.
He doesn't have a radio show that I know of. So just looking at radio shows, we're the biggest truly principled show. And because we're principled, some of the hosts don't like unprincipled candidates. But some of the hosts do. So, you know, you just want everyone to fall in line. Isn't that right, Jeff? We'll talk more about it here in a moment. Should we fall in line, Daryl?
No. Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here. Username is lrn.fm. So you missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. And for those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still help, or hope, and help. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, which gives you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free healthcare, this is for you. Check out libertyhealthshare.org to receive a free estimate and call them toll free at 855-585-4237. That's libertyhealthshare.org, 855-585-4237. As we continue with the email, not so happy with us here on Free Talk Live. He's on the side of Mark and Rich, and that is he's embracing Gary Johnson. Our emailer here is Jeff. He's embracing Gary Johnson. He says he's not perfect, but darn it, he's going to be moving the country in a positive direction if he gets elected. And he highlights some viewpoints of Johnson's that he feels that we should be promoting here on Free Talk Live, even though the viewpoints he's bringing up, you, Daryl, have heard him say very different things about. Yes. That didn't sound very libertarian at all. And he says that I'm blinded by rage. That's his next sentence here. You seem to be so blinded by your rage that you have started to fight against the very thing you claim to cherish, liberty. Turn this around, he says.
He's used that phrase several times.
Yes. That is sort of the theme of his emails, that we should turn this ship around and sail towards Gary Johnson. Even though, again, two of the hosts of this show are Gary Johnson's vocal supporters.
Yes.
You know, I guess maybe he doesn't listen every single day. I don't know. But at the very least, four of the days of the show per week, we've got Gary Johnson supporters on the air. Mark's on Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday, and Rich Paul's on Monday.
Yes.
So that's the majority of the nights of the show. There's someone in here who can challenge everything that you and I might happen to say about Gary Johnson.
Yes.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But rage? Blinded by rage? No, really, I'm over the Libertarian Party. If it seems that I'm still holding some sort of a grudge or anger towards the Libertarian Party, let me assure you, I'm not. I don't feel bad that I don't have to spend any more money on the Libertarian Party, because I've given them money in the past. I was a life member of the party. That's $1,000 last time I checked to be a life member. I've donated to...
They've upped it to $1,500 recently.
Okay. All right. So when I joined, it was $1,000.
Right.
And I, of course, also got behind their libertarian presidential campaigns in the year 2000 and 2004, when I thought they were actually promoting ideas of liberty.
Yes.
Because to me, my money's limited, my time is limited, and I'm going to spend it where I think it counts the most.
You are a member of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Begrudgingly, yes.
Right, but you know, like you are a member of a state,
yes,
affiliate.
That's true.
Because you see some hope in New Hampshire.
A glimmer.
And I'm hoping next year that we wind up getting some people in the executive committee seats to where we can actually do something with the party other than sit around and gripe on Facebook.
I did like that New Hampshire and Vermont were the only two states where you or John McAfee received an aggregate total number of votes that were higher than Gary Johnson and Austin Peterson. Every other state.
Montana.
No.
I went through on the second ballot. McAfee won Montana.
Really? But wait, but what about aggregate? Like, did you total? Because I was totaling together.
Oh, I did not total the first and second ballot.
No, I didn't total the two ballots. I think I only looked at the second, and I totaled Johnson plus Austin Peterson.
Ah, okay. I did not do that.
Was that number greater than McAfee plus Darrell?
I did not do that
and
for Montana.
And every state except for Montana and some of those other, North Dakota and South Dakota, were close, but the non-libertarian candidates still won in those states. So it was only Vermont and New Hampshire, the way I totaled the numbers.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to pull those numbers up and take a look.
So that was a good thing. That gave me some hope for the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. It's one of the only libertarian parties to actually choose a libertarian for the presidential candidate. So he says, I'm fighting against the very thing I've claimed to cherish, liberty. Now, presumably, these comments would apply to you as well, Darrell, even though he didn't include your name on this email.
Right.
Are you fighting against liberty
when
you point out that Gary Johnson is not a libertarian?
No, what I am saying is, let's imagine that we're all in prison for a moment.
Well, we kind of are. It is a large prison.
Right, I'm
plantation.
Saying we're actually in prison. As
bars.
In, like, we're behind bars, we're in a cell,
yep.
There's a prison yard, and several of the inmates get together and say, hey, I've got an idea, we're going to break out, here's how we're going to do it.
All right.
And somebody says, I know, we'll break out and hang out in the prison yard, because it's better in the prison yard than it is in the day room or in our cell. And I say, but guys, we need to go all the way across this fence. But it's too risky going across the fence. Right, but like, there's no sense breaking out if we're not going to try getting across the fence.
I see. You're just against more freedom, Darrell.
Gary Johnson is saying, let's break out and hang out in the prison yard, or possibly the day room, depending on what day it is and what the issue. And I'm saying, let's go all the way outside of the fence of the prison. I'm not fighting against anything. I'm advocating for maximum freedom, and I'm saying
that you're downing their candidate. You're downing Gary Johnson, the chosen candidate of the Libertarian Party, the bellwether for all things libertarian. You're trying to down him. You're spending your time, and I am as well, spending my time trying to
down
him.
Only when people ask me about it, I don't go out of my way to talk about Gary Johnson, good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, I will say that I did bring the Weld topic up on, I think it was Wednesday night's show, or maybe it was Monday. I don't remember when these things happened.
It was Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday night's show. I knew you were on the show, but I did bring that Weld topic up because I thought it was outrageous. And I think people deserve to know that these candidates are not libertarians. And I'm tired of the, you know, the whitewashing going on. So I'll admit to have having, you know, added these things to my show prep of, oh, here's your vice presidential candidate asking for 1,000 shock troops, FBI troops to go after ISIS. That's not a libertarian position.
Right.
So I think it's important to point these things out. Because I do advocate for liberty, it feels like my obligation to point out when the libertarians have a candidate, or two of them in this case,
right,
on their national ticket that are not actually advocating for the ideas of liberty. So let me go on. He's got more. Here you are going on about polygamy when Ron Paul, who you have claimed in the past to respect, made essentially the same claims as Gary Johnson. He wanted marriage to be a states' rights issue. So it's okay for Ron Paul, but not for Johnson? Double standard? Well, first of all, I don't know what Ron Paul's view on polygamy is. I never recall hearing him talk about that. So, by all means, bring some new information to my attention. That's totally fine. When I responded to Jeff's email, I said, you know, it's an open phones show 7 nights a week. So, if you feel like calling in about something, like your opinion about Gary Johnson or Gary Johnson's most recent media interview where he said such and such, by all means, if you're excited about something, feel free to call in. But
I don't think you have ever said, maybe you have, and I am not aware of it, but I know I have never said that Ron Paul is a 100% libertarian.
No, I actually have a few nitpicks with Ron Paul as well. But Ron Paul's libertarian enough for me to support. He's very libertarian. I would say he's, you know, 99% of the way there. There are only a couple of issues I would have quibbles with
right,
him on. And even then, I always believed that Ron Paul, on those issues, was doing a little bit of pandering. So like immigration,
right,
where if you asked Ron Paul about immigration, he would have an answer that kind of used the free market as well. If we had a free market, immigration would be no problem.
Right.
And so we
need to get rid of welfare before we open the borders.
I don't know if that's exactly his position, but
that's a paraphrase.
He would say it in a way that would let a libertarian know that Ron Paul gets the issue.
Right.
But yet was pandering, and I don't appreciate that, and that's what I called his son out for, because a lot of people said Rand Paul was doing the same thing, except on way more stuff, just pandering on everything, and then he was really secretly a libertarian.
And there were people that got on my case for supposedly bashing Ron Paul for saying that I did not support his 2012 campaign after he endorsed some really horrible Republicans in 2010.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So yeah, we've called out Ron Paul before on this show. I've called out Ron Paul in an interview with Ron Paul before, on the immigration issue specifically.
You're such a hater.
855-450-FREE. But to say that, you know, Ron Paul is somehow comparable to Gary Johnson, Johnson couldn't carry Ron Paul's jockstrap. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.